everything began with a discovery. But not any discovery. In 1922, under a lot of mud and water, a treasure of almost entirely untouched vessels and other grave goods came to light. What was it about, and whom these ancient objects belonged to? To answer these and many other questions, great personalities gathered on the side of this revelation. They all agreed. It must be the Etruscan necropolis of the long-lost Spina. And that was only the beginning. The small town of Comacchio and its community would never be the same again, embracing their ancient past and giving it its proper meaning. Spina would be recognized by archaeologists as an ancient city port with great importance, starting from the 6th and 5th centuries BC, as a unique settlement, looking like a modern Venice, if we may say, with many canals among the houses. It was not an easy place to live in, but it was a strategic choice. In fact, it gave those people the opportunity to be strongly linked to water, and of course, with trade. And this trade was of wide extent, connecting the city with the other Etruscan sites, from the Po Valley to the Tyrrhenian Etruria, and even more, with the ancient Greek world and its leading city, Athens. On these terms, the great status of Spina was assured, as expressed from the incredible fineware vessels with complex depictions revealed by the excavations. But it wasn't only a matter of imports. In exchange for Attic ware, Spina provided Athenians with essential resources, such as cereals, amber, tin, products of livestock, and more. Of course, that's not all. Its life didn't stop after trade with Athens weakened, since the Etruscans of Spina made their way to the next couple of centuries, producing a unique local pottery with new motifs and developing closer relationships with northern Etruria and southern Italy. In a way, Spina is still living today, being at the center of current research on site, and thanks of course to the inheritance its inhabitants has passed on us. That's the reason why a great need has emerged. The need to point out the significance of this Etruscan site and share it with the local community and the broader public. So, the idea of celebrations for the centenary of the discovery was born, starting from the exhibition Spina 100 From Myth to Discovery in Comacchio City, and making following stops in Ferrara and Rome. And so, everyone can have the pleasure to taste its meaning, to feel this bond with the great past, and to realize its close connection with the present.